incredibly, incredibly important one and a very, very relevant one. We've been trying, as we meet up to Shavuot, to think of some topics that maybe are not as directly, don't directly address some of the major subjects of topics in Shavuot, but definitely do relate to very important ideas about a person's relationship to Torah and what exactly that's supposed to look like. What we're going to try to do today is really present the views of two of the Gedol Yisrael of the really second half of the 20th century, primarily. We're going to focus on the Moshe Feinstein and Lubavitcher Rebbe and the way in which they related to feminism. Feminism means slightly different things, depending on who you are, at what stage in the movement you are, and exactly where you're at. For our purposes, we're speaking really about the Torah perspective on women and how these Gedolim thought things should look. Should look nowadays. We're going to focus a little bit on, again, how they relate to movements that value full equality between men and women as far as equal access to all things, equal obligations, a certain kind of status. That is something which they focused on. We're going to talk about, again, these two mahalakim, one of the most fine things, second the Lubavitcher Rebbe. What we're not going to do, I'm not going to try to take sides on them, nor are these the only two mahalakim that are out there. They are very different, though, and they happen to be very, very interesting. Let's start with Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe primarily, again, focuses on, in his Tshuvas Nigros Moshe, that's where things really start. And Rav Moshe is a very, very famous Tshuva. It's one of the Sarah Chaim Chela Dalet, Sin Mem Tes, where he talks a little bit about Inyan HaTnuah HaChadashah Shel Nashim. He's talking about this new movement. It's a reference. I think the Tshuva was written in 1976. Reference to certain ideas about feminism. And Rav Moshe relates to it there. And it becomes really the starting point for any understanding in terms of what exactly Rav Moshe thinks about feminism. So there are really a couple main sections of it. One or two are going to be very, very harsh. One is going to be pull back a little bit. Let's understand exactly what Rav Moshe says. Here in the underlying section, he says there's something called feminism. He doesn't use the term exactly, but there are women who want a certain kind of, or what they perceive to be, there's a lack of equality, and they want there to be more equality, and they have this in many areas of life. And you have women who are from women, says Rav Moshe, that want to bring this into, that want to bring this into the from world also. Women that are going to start wearing a talis and the like, they want to do things that were classically male and start doing that also. An idea which came from the secular world, they're trying to bring in here also. So Moshe has a couple of things, and this is going to be interesting. But Moshe is a Baal Mechadish in many ways, and Moshe is aware that things, that there are developments in the world. Part of what he does is give us his insight into some of those developments and the way which halakhically they really play out. So Moshe, number one, we got it, Har Sinai, Shavuos is upon us. What we got was a Torah, and the Torah is not going to change at all. And that Torah is, in a certain sense, a certain kind of, is perfect. And that we should be happy with what we got, and it's not going to evolve too much. Says the Rav Moshe, it's clear, it's Gemara's Mitzvah Kedushin, that women are exempt from positive time-bound mitzvahs, at least the vast majority of them. The Rabbanan never chose to obligate in them at all, because the Rabbanan also thought that there are good reasons why exactly women should be exempt from them. The Rabbanan were not trying to obligate them as a result. Rav Moshe writes that there are certain v'chein barach, shemish barach, bateva, kol min v'mit. Every different people, different genders, have different natures. And Rav Moshe writes, certain things you're never going to change. This is a very intense line. Even if everyone would agree, we don't have the authority to change Torah. And if Torah is the way it is, as Rav Moshe, we really can't change it at all. It doesn't mean that, as an example, there are a lot of mitzvahs I would love to be able to change. There are mitzvahs that maybe, you know, if I had control, I would do things differently. But I don't have that authority, says Rav Moshe, and therefore we can't change certain things. Don't even make, again, a good deal of sense when you mention Chazal and the Rabbah. Says Rav Moshe, this is a very, very intense line. Says Rav Moshe, if a person tries because they have certain intentions, the Torah was wrong, I want to try to fix it, I want to try to change it, so that Rav Moshe equates that in many ways to a form of heresy, to a form of kfira, because, says Rav Moshe, part of where this comes from is really denying, in a certain sense, the validity of Torah Shabbat Peh. The Asa Shana Rabba Hua Omer Shabbor Hiflef Mitzvazo, Pasha Rabuza, the Asa Omer Shabbor Hiflef Mitzvazo, Kolskin, Shomer Shabbor Shusbiat, and Shabbat Hachlet, Gambian, it's a certain kind of fear. So, Moshe, if you think you have the authority just to change on your own the way that Torah was given over because you happen to not. You have to not be happy with that. Set number one for Moshe. Moshe argues that some of these movements in their core, are tied with a certain kind of heresy, and that there's this desire to change the way the Torah is given over. If you have academic things at all, Moshe number five, Professor Adam Furziger wrote an article years ago, Feminism and Heresy, the Construction of a Jewish Meta-Narrative, where he points out, in many ways, thanks to the Torah of Schechter, that you do have those who have responded to a variety of different innovations in the world of women's issues and based on feminism, where they really, where you introduce a certain kind of kfira, that part of what's behind it are certain intentions that it does make it to a certain sense heretical. You can read the article inside if you are so inclined. That's the first point that Moshe makes. So Moshe clearly is on one side of the movement as a whole. Second thing that Moshe says, now, it's true that women, by and large, even though they're exempt from mitzvahs asei shas man grama, it's true, says Rav Moshe, that women are allowed to perform at least many, many of those mitzvahs asei shas man gramas. The minhag amongst Ashkenazim, based on the Balei HaTosfos, is that we assume that when a woman even does perform a positive time bound mitzvah, that she makes a bracha. She's allowed to make a bracha as a result. Says Rav Moshe, Ibra de'ikar reshus l'chol isha l'kayim. Women are allowed to, and maybe they get scarred for doing so. But here, Moshe has a tremendous chiddush. Moshe says, even when it comes to positive time-bound mitzvos, which women are allowed to do, says Moshe, aval pasat shurat bechaska nasul kaim mitzvos, av kesul nitzvah. That's only when women are happy and doing it with a certain kind of positive intent. But says Moshe, aval mikevan sh'ein lechavana zo el mitzat taroma sal shamiz barfa taraso. If the reason why, says Moshe, a woman's doing it because she's upset with the Ribono Shel Olam, she's upset with Torah, she doesn't like the system that much, it comes from a certain negative place. Ein ze maisa mitzvah klal, ela adraba maisa iser, sha iser de kfira, she choseves, de shayach, she eza chilo b'dine Torah, he osus ga maisa she'et tamer. Says Rav Moshe, even though women can be encouraged to, women can maybe even make brachas on positive time bound mitzvos, still, says Rav Moshe, only if they have a certain kind of proper intent. But if they don't have a proper intent, if their kavanas are not where their kavanas should be, so argues Rav Moshe that it is not at all a simple thing for them to be doing. It looks like a mitzvah, at its core it's really an aveira. Rav Moshe just did is incredibly important. Not only is Rav Moshe saying that the intentions are bad, maybe intentions of some people are good, Rav Moshe is relating to the intentions. Rav Moshe is saying that intentions are going to be koveya, whether that maisa that a woman does, where's it coming from? So a woman, let's say, is ptura from picking up a lulav. So if she does it because, even though I'm patur, I want the opportunity to do it, I can make the bracha, I can get schar, and it's all good. Rav Moshe's chiddush is not only are the intentions which are bad, but one who does a mitzvah from those intentions, it's like a maisa avera biyada, something which is really not bichlal pasha. Then Rav Moshe goes one step back, and Rav Moshe says, again, I'm really trying to present it without sharing any of my own take on it. Rav Moshe himself then goes back and says, but don't make the following mistake. Don't think that because women aren't obligated in all mitzvos, that they have less Kedushas Yisrael than men. Don't make the mistake of thinking that men versus women, men have more Kedusha, women have less. Because Rav Moshe, that's not true at all. Not true at all. The Inyan HaKedusha Shavos La'anashim. Even though they have different Chiyuvim for mitzvos, they have equal Kedusha. Says Rav Moshe, that's why Rabbeinu Tam holds in Tosfos, that women can make a bracha on a mitzvah zeh shas man grama, because it's also here in Rav Moshe Yerodeya. Hey, Yud. Rav Moshe points out also, because they can say, Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav, because they also have full kedusha as Yisrael. Women and men have full kedusha. So Rav Moshe's general perspective is pointing out so far, Rav Moshe thinks that genders are different. Rav Moshe thinks that women are open to perform at least the majority of mitzvos, if they, even the positive time-bound ones, if they have proper intent. But without proper intent, and with the belief that our goal is that Torah is somewhat immoral, there's an injustice here, that we're trying to be misake, that is something which is bichlal, not okay, says Rav Moshe. But don't make the mistake of thinking that women are left to have less kedusha. Rav Moshe, another tshuva, So I'm not speaking about Bas Mitzvah, maybe a different time. But in source number 7, Igros Moshe de Yor Deis, Gimel, Pei Zayin, Moshe thinks that the differences manifest themselves also, and this is the dominant approach, if you're going classically through Svarim, in regards to Talmud Torah also. The Gemara in Kedushin tells us, the Rambam passes like this, that women are not obligated in Talmud Torah, at least in the way that men are, that we'll speak about in the later about the Baba Terebi. So what should they be learning? So Chazal, Mesechah Sotef, hesitations about Torah Shabbat, or strong, about Torah Shabbat and things like that. And if Moshe says, the fact that you have in Beisakov, okay, learning different things, he says, I think that Mishnayos is better not for them to learn. Is Tzarech Lemona Mizah, we shouldn't be teaching them that. Rak Pirkei Avos, you can teach them. Tzinyani Musar, Hanhagos Tovos, you should explain. La'orin La'avas HaTorah, L'mikas Tovos, V'loshar Mesechtos. But Moshe is not from those Gedolim, which we'll speak about in a little bit, who are pro-women learning Torah Shabbat Peh. But Moshe is much more tempered in that sense. Now, there are three kinds of people that relate to Rav Moshe. Some relate to Rav Moshe, accept Rav Moshe, and then apply it in new circumstances. In many ways, the way I would read it, some of Rav Schechter is based on some of this Rav Moshe. Rabbi Willick here, verse number 6, is based on a lot of Rav Moshe. Moshe is a dominant Gadol of Israel. And Rav Moshe highlights a view, which on the one hand is there's equal position to Yisrael, that our salvation agreed to also. On the other hand, people that come with certain negative intentions, we do have to be incredibly, incredibly cautious. And if it does come, at least if some would argue, it comes from an attempt at like changing Torah laws, that's something which is bordering, again, the way many Gedolim would relate to it, if not, you know, the particulars we mentioned before, that's something which is much more problematic. That's what some do with Rav Moshe. Some argue with Rav Moshe that Rav Moshe was not sufficiently, Rav Moshe, you should embrace feminism more. Not all of them have terrible intentions. Who says if you don't have good intentions, that means your mitzvahs don't count at all? That's one way of looking at Rav Moshe. Some point at Rav Moshe on the other end, that Rav Moshe is too open, and he, in many ways he embraces a form of equality which is really not there that much. Rechaim Rashport, who's a Chabadnik in England, written a lot of important articles. So he points out, and this is, I think it's explicit, I'm going to cross this, that in Sechus Horios, it's not so clear that Rav Moshe Avner agrees that you're right, that men and women have equal Kedusha. It's not a popular point to mention. It's just one that there are Mefarshim on the Mishnah that seem to maybe argue with Rav Moshe. We have in Sechus Horios questions of triage. Who comes first? So Kohen comes before Levi, Levi comes before Yisrael, and men come before women. Some of the Mefarshim there point out in Mesechus Horios, why do men come before women? Well, since they have more mitzvos, they also have more kedusha. Every time Rappaport is right to the end, is the pshat, he has both sudden, that they have more kedusha. Why they have more mitzvos, or they have more mitzvahs, but they have more kedusha, that's the gear that we've spoken about. But he does point out that for some Mefarshim in the Mishnah, so he's arguing, again, he himself, I'm sure, is more complex, at least as far as this particular point of Rav Moshe, pointing out that, you know, Rav Moshe is going to be attacked, some on the right, some on the left, and some, you know, are going to work with him. Rav Moshe is a dominant view as far as Klal Yisrael and their relationship to certain ideas about women's issues are going to be done through the lens of Rav Moshe. Intent is very, very important. Full Kedushas Yisrael, that's really where Rav Moshe, again, more or less that. Now we shift gears a little bit to the Lubavitcher Rebbe. I'm recording this or not?
Yeah.
You are? Great. I got it. Rav Moshe, the Lubavitcher Rebbe says things a little bit differently. The Lubavitcher Rebbe has a different perspective. It's a perspective which is one that we have to be able to relate to and to understand. So let's start like this. Number one, there are a couple Sfarim put out of the Rebbe's Torahs on women's issues. This sefer here, At Alis, is a sefer of Sichos that the Rebbe gave to, it's Sichos for Rebbe for women and the like. There's another sefer which is also, I can't find my copy of it, which is actually very frustrating, called El Nisheyu Benos Yisrael, also Rebbe's Torah on women's issues. The Rebbe spoke as in the source number 9 is the Hakdama, the person that put out the sefer At Alis, which is Moshe Shilat. His father is a Shiva of Maalei Adumim, who reflects Shilat, who's a major Chacham. Moshe Shilat is a Chabadnik, his father was not, or is not. Moshe Shilat has done a lot of work that we are familiar with. Wachter told me he's in many ways like the Shliach for the towards the Tivu Mitzibor. He's one of the ones who's really behind the Yad Kislev and the Ne'ehumah. He's one of the people that's been behind it. He's put a lot of Sfarim, very, very important figure who's done a lot. So he puts that in the beginning, that Baba Trevi, that's in the fact, so Rav Trevi put out hundreds of sichos. He's going to be dedicated to women, to talk to women. He spent time, addressing women is something which is already something which is going to be interesting. For those of us that know more about the Chabad world, how Chabad houses work, and the role that many of the, not just the shlichim, the shlichos happen to play in those worlds, so we're going to be able to get some good insight into things. But let's start like this. The Rebbe also does not embrace feminism. He thinks feminism, at least the version that he's writing about there, it's in source number 10, you can find it online also. The Rebbe is very, very opposed to a desire to make women and men essentially the same. He thinks that is a mixture of things that are not great. He thinks that, number one, the Torah is very, very clear. The issue of cross-dressing is already an indication that men are men and women are women. We shouldn't try to just create sort of like one gender view that there are no differences. Kesh Baruch Hu kava es hametzias, Kesh Baruch Hu created the reality, and in reality there are different genders. The Baba Trevi thinks that even the push towards a certain version of feminism is not in the best interest of women, and will just make them feel even worse when the topic of conversation is always, how you're not fully equal, you're not fully that, that there are certain concerns that come as a result. So Baba Trevi, in many ways, as a starting point, is definitely not all in as far as elements of feminism, and he thinks it's even detrimental, and he's very clear that different genders play different roles. He does write, and this is very clear, and I think in many ways very, very compelling, the Baba Trevi does write that we do have to understand that the role of women may be incredibly elevated. It may be as good, if not even more significant, than the role of men, but it is a different role. If you view it through the lens of Maamar Har Sinai, says the Rebbe, so the way he describes it, women in many ways, a primary role they have is being the mother who's with the baby those 9 months, the way it is in the vast majority of cultures, still the case today. The women who are the ones who spend more time with the children when they're younger, a certain kind of chinuch, they're the ones being the matan Torah, passing up from door after door, which is probably one of the more significant things. So women, they're the ones who really do this. Put it in Baba Trevi. That's why lahalacha, we assume, and rejecting it would be wrong, that mother's koveya, whether you're really part of Klal Yisrael or not. The mother's koveya, not the father. Why is the mother koveya and not the father? So the mother's koveya because she's the one, by and large, who establishes like the teva of the child, what nation you're part of. The mother plays such a dominant role in that kind of chinuch. Points out to the Baba Trevi, but as far as whether you're Kohen Levi or Yisrael, that's going to be the father who determines that. Because if a person's profession, in many ways, what Kohen Levi Yisrael is, what your primary tafkid is, so that's going to be something which the father may play more of a role in. As far as etzem the kvias of what nation you're a part of, women are going to do that because they're the people in many ways that play such a dominant role as far as impacting the real status, of people. How do you say it here? I think I got a nice way of saying it. Hateva shall yelad mushba biyosa de tiva shall aim. That the nature of a child is impacted so much more as a result of the mother. And for the Rebbe, that's really a starting point. They're not equal, and to equate them is a major mistake. Nevertheless, the Rebbe does, in a variety of places, is significantly more progressive, let's say, as far as the roles of women. Let's start like this. We're going to start with in the home, then we're going to go outside the home. This Makor, source number 11, is going to surprise, I think, some of us. The Gemara Masechta tells us that part of the zechus of women is when they support their husbands and children in their learning. That's how many, in many ways, women nushim the ma'izdaka, and they get the studios. So in many ways, one of the primary forms is by supporting their husbands in learning and their children in learning. Says the Rebbe, Be'od zegam de'ikar, sh'anashim mishtatvos b'viltas chilek b'limut shal b'nein u'ba'alehem. You have to not just take a part as far as supporting, you should be actively involved in the actual learning of your children. Says the Rebbe as follows, when children get home from school, the mothers should ask their kids what they learned today. And v'habbanim mishtatvom le'imoseyem, the children tell their parents, al limudam, heim b'mikra, heim b'mishnah, v'gam b'gmara. They have to come back and tell their mothers what they learned and have conversations. V'alderach zem v'nogela ba'alein, also with their husbands. Shebenosaf l'kach, aside from this waiting for them, and allowing their husbands to leave, when the husbands come back, Shovelos hanafshim et baleihem. Ma lamdu b'kol? What did you learn today? Machirish hanavis emedrish below or el shmivin da'atan misvarasan v'chulei. You should have a real conversation to come back. So what was shir on today? Shir today was on, I guess today would be kind of in the Bavash Rebbe and Rishmaizim, but I'm saying in other contexts, let's say shir would be on Kinuyei Nedarim. Oh, what's Kinuyei Nedarim? What's going on with that? And you're engaging them in the conversation. Says Bavash Rebbe as follows, V'inyan zehu b'hadgasha yiseirah p'yaminek b'dorosenu eilah. Says Bavash Rebbe, now in part of the thought of the Bavash Rebbe is that things have changed a little bit, where a generation which is getting closer to Geula, some of that's a function of Yeridus HaDoros, some of that's a function of a certain kind of aliyah or positive development. In our generation, the Heskeim uve'idu Gedol Yisrael, with the backing of a variety of Gedol Yisrael, Shanashim v'Abanos lomdim gam Torah Shabbat Peh, that women can learn Torah Shabbat Peh. Now there are, again, generations, many, many variants, and Bizman HaZen nowadays, rove from seaboards, I think, pure percentages, rove from schools for women do not learn Gemara, certainly at all, the way that we do. So what's good with the Bavitch Rebbe, his perspective is a bit more complex than we're presented right now from this particular piece, but you did have those that were comfortable with it, but some that weren't. In our generation, women, aside from just learning the halachos ha-trichos lahen, and aside from the chiyuv to learn Torah ha-chassidus, because they have to be able to understand that which is avodah shebelev, and a certain kind of, you know, religiosity, that's an important point. But what you find sometimes in certain Sfarim, I find this to be so interesting. The Gemara in Kiddushin is clear that women are not chayav to learn. However, there are a variety of achronim that are pretty explicit about this, that even though women aren't chayav to learn, they really are chayav to learn certain things. They may be chayav for some poskim, basically just tshuva like this, they may be chayav to learn the halakha that are relevant to them. No one would say, well, women are puter from learning, and therefore they need never be taught what's usher or mutter on Shabbos. Or they can't learn, is it mutter or usher for certain things. So pashtas, and some Rebbe has been a different take, but pashtas, women are chayavos, and the mitzvahs that are relevant to them. Another kind of perspective, I believe, or those that would argue, not only to broaden that a bit, not only are women chayavos to learn the Torah which they have to know for halacha, but they may have to learn Torah which is going to be relevant for their own capacity to be open to Ribono Shel Olam. So I think Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, I believe, held, if I have to check this out, I think Rabbi Yisrael held that women are chayav learning Musar, because that's what they have to be able to learn, to be able to be better people, and to be able to build themselves in the world of Torah, of Ruchnis, etc. They have to learn how to be able to do that. So Musar may be necessary. For Lavitch Rebbe, Chassidus may be necessary. Why? Kevan Shebazet, Chayavos and Nashim, Kmo and Nashim, Kevin Shebazet, Pluya, Kalos Avoda, Shabbalay. It's so fundamental to Hashem, they may really require it. Rav Avi Nair has an amazingly interesting tshuva. It was a tshuva where he was writing to a couple where basically this is what happened. Husband and wife is a shir Shabbos afternoon. And the question is, who goes to the shir, the husband or the wife? Husband has a chiv of Talmud Torah, wife does not have a chiv of Talmud Torah. The tricky part in particular in that case was the husband really doesn't want to go that badly. He's like totally fine. Like, the woman's like a little bit firmer, she wants to go, and the husband's like, it's okay, I got it. And part of the woman was asking, so how much do I encourage my husband, how much do I go, and things like that. So one of the points I believe that Avinir points out is that, without getting into the details of what he thought should happen there, is that it could be that there's a certain kind of Torah which people need to stay from. It could be there was a time where people could be passionate over the Hashem just by being in the home or being part of a community. Many, many nowadays, many women nowadays, need a certain shaykhus to the world of Torah just to keep them engaged, alive, involved in a certain ruchnius kind of way. For some, they may be mutter, for others, they may be chassidus, and for others, they may be, I'm guessing, for Bavitch Rebbe, right, of a cook, I would guess that would be high on the list, but certain things that are really important. For Bavitch Rebbe, women, bizman hazer, are chayav not only in chassidus, and not only in halach relevant to them, but it's also part of Torah Shabbat Peh becomes open. Shalachin yecholos in the shtate, b'limudim shal habanim hagalom b'shivas, b'limudim shal ba'alayim, b'iyan v'ha'amaka. That women can be involved in those kinds of conversations. The Rebbe, on the one hand, is not going to embrace things through the lens of feminism, which he thinks, again, the perspective lens that he was exposed to, thought was bichlal not good. But what the Rebbe will be comfortable doing is he's very, very comfortable with women who are going to be very much engaged in Torah and Torah conversations. For the Bavitch Rebbe, though, it goes one step further, and here things get a little bit unique. For the Bavitch Rebbe, what happens is as follows. Women, now this we know, there was a shift in the time of Bavitch Rebbe, maybe a little bit before that also, toward publicizing Torah.
that part of the primary goal of what we want for Klal Yisrael is to be able to spread Torah to other places. That part of what we do to bring Geula is to spread Torah and to bring Jews back. For the Lubavitcher Rebbe, women play a critical role, not only for the chinuch, which takes place in the home, but also for the chinuch, which is going to take place for Klal Yisrael, Kichlal, how we're going to do it. Source number 12, Lubavitcher Rebbe points out what Chazal teach us, that the be'er, the water, that Klal Yisrael had when they were in the Midbar, was bizchus Miriam. That the water comes through Miriam. Says Lubavitcher Rebbe, water is associated with Miriam, which in a certain sense, Miriam as the leader of the women in many ways, is representative of the role of women as somehow connected to water. What does water do? So again, it's going to get a little bit fastidious right now. But the Rambam writes, what water does, when the Rambam describes it, water is not primarily there as a means of sustenance, but the Rambam writes it, what water does is molichem hamazon l'mekomosav hayiduos. This is the way the Rambam understood it, that there is the real mazon, the real sort of like food I'm eating for sustenance in my body. And what water does, the Rambam understood, was it helps spread that different places throughout the body. So water is not providing as much as water is facilitating the spread of it. So argues the Rambam, that's what water does. Says Lubavitcher Rebbe, this part of Chassidus. Whatever happens in the world of Gashmias also happens in a certain sense in the world of Ruchnias. And whatever happens in the physical world is also happening in the spiritual world. So if women are associated with Mayim, if women are associated with water, that means not only physical water, it also means spiritual waters, in Mayim Ella, Ella Torah. What that means is that women are associated in the world of Ruchnias with water. What does water do? Water is so important for spreading. Water is so important for helping to spread things. Like it spreads throughout the body, it also spreads throughout all of Klal Yisrael. In Hamazon Beruchnias, who Torah B'mitzvos. The real sustenance, what really gives mazon for Jews, is Torah mitzvos. But Shayach Inyan Hamayim Lashonak, this is a talk he was giving to camp counselors, female counselors. The Rebbe was talking to Madrichot for girls. The Rebbe said, Inyan Hamayim Beruchnias, who are kolach, leholid, lehavis, or haTorah mitzvos, bechol hagof Yehudi, bechol zen nitan lenashem yoser me'asher, lenashem me'asher le'anashem. I'm going to dig with some of the chassidus here, if that's okay. The same way in the physical world, so you have a body, and water spreads mazon throughout that body. So in terms of chassidus and in Kabbalah, so Klal Yisrael is like a body. Klal Yisrael also, in a certain sense, parallels a body. And what's the mazon? What gives the sustenance? Torah mitzvos. What ensures the sustenance? The mayim. How do you do that? Women who are associated with water, they're the ones who are able to spread it a lot, and that's really their unique koach, is the koach spreading. Lubavitcher Rebbe, women play a role, but it's a role not only in the home, or a role that when they're active in the home, but it's a role in many ways which is which take place outside also. So look at source number 13, the Rebbe here, this is on page 170, I'm going to say for Alis, where the Rebbe points as follows. If you've ever been to a Chabad house, so you may be struck that many Chabad houses, the Rebbetzins are often powerhouses, and often they're involved in teaching and public speaking. They're involved in people who are very much involved in the community, not merely playing the role at all, even though it's a holy role, not merely playing the role of facilitator. It says about Rebbe's follows, the Alderach Zeb, Noge, Las, Kanas, Hatzibo, we're going to talk about communal involvement. Shagam, Bazebre, Inovo, Ra'as, Gedola, Yisrael, Sheminu v'chizku v'odu nashma asok v'tzarkei tzibor be'emuna. You have a variety of gedolim, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, who are encouraging women to get very, very involved in public activities. Says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, this is going to be the kinesh. Kol kvod bas melech penima. There has to be a certain kind of tznias. But says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, tznias need not mean you always stay inside. Tznias means you know how to be involved outside in a tzanua way. That tznias is real, but it means you can be involved v'tzarkei tzibor. As long as it's done in a certain kind of way, how I can do it appropriately, that's very important. And says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, here we're shifting a little bit. This is not stam a way of passing on Mesorah. But the Lubavitcher Rebbe spoke a lot about Geula. That's the whole like Mashiach thing. He spoke a lot about Geula, encouraging that and building that. The Lubavitcher Rebbe, Vizos oja kishru zos aha Geula. Women's involvement is critical for ultimate redemption. Part of what allowed us to leave Mitzrayim was the Schar of the Nashim Tidkanios. And the eventual geula is also going to be involved with female involvement. What the Rebbe is not doing, and here it's very important to understand, what the Rav Rebbe is doing is he's saying we have to empower women, they're going to have more Torah knowledge, they're going to be involved in things, but he pulls back in two very significant ways. It has to be done in a way in which there is real, authentic tznius, step number one. Step number two, Baba Shabbi is never saying that men and women are the same. He's never saying men and women are the exact same. He's saying women, for who they are, in the beautiful way that they have unique capacities to impact things, so women have to be empowered to do so in the ways that are appropriate for them. He's not saying they're equal. He's saying that they are still able to, we have to find ways for them to be able to contribute in a very positive way. Which means that they're going to know Torah, they're going to be teaching Torah, they're going to be involved in home. But it doesn't mean that they're equal. It means that they are different, albeit they may have equal levels of Kedusha, but they're not, again, they may be separate but equal, they're definitely not the same. And that's a distinction which is very, very important for the Lubavitcher Rebbe, but they can be involved in the outside place. In that sense, again, the Lubavitcher Rebbe and Moshe Feinstein both are opposed to feminism in real ways. The thrust you get, though, is a little bit, it is very, very different as far as how much involvement, what level of engagement. Again, both perspectives are somewhat more complex than we're, you know, just doing it today in this one sort of shiur. Both are more complex. But both, you do get a little bit of a different thrust. For Moshe, the negative, I mean, you look at some of these things in a very, very tone back, we're very nervous about some of them. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe, so again, anything that relates to making people the same, he thinks is ridiculous, and that's why Moshe is on the same page on things. Lubavitcher Rebbe is, though, much more actively encouraging within his own worldview of women to be involved in certain ways, not just even as a heter, but as a positive development in terms of eventually leading to a certain geula. The next part is much more wild, if you're familiar with this, in the thought of Lubavitcher Rebbe. It's an idea which is an old Chabad idea based on the Pasuk in Sefer Yirmiyah, Nekeva Tesove Geber. Nekeva Tesove Geber. I'll start a little bit, I just want to get a little bit of insight into this, but it's an amazing thought in Chabad. Some of this Chassidus and Kabbalah comes pre-feminism, and it's, if you read it in terms of a certain element, it's very, very powerful. The Kli Yisrael points out in Sefer Shmos, Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Chaf, Torah tells us that Miriam, after Shiras Hayam, so Batan Lahem Miriam. Miriam responds to the men, and Miriam responds with song. The Kli Yisrael points out, Batan Lahem Miriam, Miriam speaking to the women, but it refers to them in the masculine. Batan Lahem Miriam, Miriam dealing with women, why does it say, it's just that Lahem that means Baile Lamemar. Ella says, the Kli Yisrael, the Fisha Al Hayam, Ba'u Hanashim, the Madregos Ha'anashim, says the Kli Yisrael, that at that point in time, women became like on the same level as men. V'hasagas hanavua, they reached the same level, that's why they spoke like men. V'chein la'asid ne'emar nekeva tesoveh gever. What the Kli Yisrael introduces is an idea that Chabad Chassid has jumped on in a certain sense, which is the belief that, I'll read it here in source number 20 if you have it, I'll say it in Rosh Yisrael. Echad me'yudei ge'ula v'nevuas Yirmiyahu. Part of the eventual redemption is when Yirmiyahu described, which is as follows: the Chassidus Mevuar Shal Asa Lavo Tizgala Ma'alas Haguf HaNeshama U'Ma'alas Ha'isha Al Ha'ish. As we get to a point of redemption, women are going to, their status in the world, their status is going to be elevated. Is going to be elevated as opposed to what happens sometimes in Gula. It's going to eventually happen. The Asa Lavo Tizgala Ma'alas Ha'isha Al Ha'ish. That as the world progresses, women are going to hit a higher Madrega. Where it's going to be, it's wildlife saying this, it's in the shape of Israel. So it's a blvad, she yish magam kol kala, she is manazek, kol b'isha erva. That right now, to hear a woman's voice, kol b'isha erva, the Gemara teaches us, that a person shouldn't hear a woman sing. The details of the halacha are relevant for now. Then we're going to hear kol kala, lasad lavo, the voice of a woman. El yaseir mikach, mitzit nekevet, stovet geber, hachana lazeh, yaladeh, avod with manazek, v'kabas ol, yanashal isha. But the Rebbe understands that part of what we're going to have is a shift as far as the role of women in society. That women in many ways, part of geula, is that women are going to achieve a certain elevated status, in many ways, you know, level or above, at least where men are perceived to be at. Some of that's a little bit wild. What we've tried to do today, we'll just multiple shavuos now, what we've tried to do right now to try to point out is different approaches as far as how one relates to feminism and to a quest and desire for women to become much, much more involved in certain places, even the same as men. Bob Shrevin and Moshe overlap a lot as far as a negative take on feminism, albeit in different ways. For Moshe, what the dominant is, where is this coming from? And it's in the category of a certain kind of fira. I'm frustrated with Torah. Torah got it wrong, and we have to rectify the injustices that are present in our religion. If it's coming from there, that's very, very problematic. Because Moshe, you have equal Kedusha, and you can perform mitzvos, but there are still some differences, and that's clear in Chazal, it's clear in the Rabbanim, that's how it was done. It's different for us to kind of tell them, Torah is going to be learned, and things like that. And for Lubavitch Rebbe, it's a little bit more complex. Making it the same, the Chalal not okay. However, recognizing that women can be more involved, especially for the Rebbe nowadays, than maybe they once were, the involved members of the community, because they are able to provide the mayim, which is going to help spread Torah and mitzvos, that there can be people that can go out, although, again, in a very tsanua way, Lubavitch Rebbe is pointing out, it was not starting female colon, it wasn't part of what Chabad did. It was very focused. He was not saying, at least to my knowledge, but he was definitely significantly more open and engaged and into having women play certain roles. And in that sense, that's why even the way the system is set up in Chabad is that women do really play a very significant role. Many of them are teaching and involved with the communities in ways which are incredibly active. And that is an important component where I think that from Bava Shrevi, as it always is, for Moshe in many ways it's perceived through the lens of halacha, and it's perceived, again, through the reality also, but he's not going to introduce some of these, geula kind of components with the Lubavitch Rebbe would, and that's what's important, is that, this is a question sometimes, when a Gadol B'Yisrael is relating to a new movement, so aside from the content of how they relate to it, how are they relating to it? Through halachic sources, through classical hashkafic sources, through Kabbalistic sources or Hasidic sources? Do they read the Metzias differently, or do they agree to the Metzias? Do they read the halachic sources differently? Part of what you have in Bava Shrevi a little bit are elements of a methodologically, elements in how he's going to approach things that are just fundamentally different than what you're going to find in Moshe. Two very different views. Talk about two people. Obviously, it's very different. If we speak about Rav Shach, we have a little different view. If we spoke about Salvation, we'd have a bit of a different view. And if we spoke about, again, there are a lot of different perspectives out there. Rav Cook's view happens to be very, very intriguing. But as far as at least today, to get some basic insight, hopefully we're in a good place.